When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. We are trying to decide where to go on our honeymoon and narrowed it down to Jamaica or St. Thomas. And she's seriously livid that I plan on going fishing on our honeymoon.
Mm.
So the heck what? She hates fishing, so she can stay at the pool. It's not like I'll do it every day. Would love to hear opinions, especially from couples who have honeymooned before. Not trying to start our married life off with a fight, but I really didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal to go fishing, especially in such an amazing location. Thanks, guys. Just call me the fisherman groom.
Ah, the fisherman groom just wants to go out and have some alone time on the lake, on the ocean.
Do a little fishing. Location.
Yes, you know.
Is that a fishing trip?
Doing his thing. Mm. But is okay. I guess there are a bunch of ways to look at this, though. One is, you know, are you able to compromise as a couple? Because that's going to be something that you're going to need to learn how to do.
Yes. And I guess the big question is, the overall question is, are you allowed me time on your honeymoon? Or are you expected to do everything together? Which in this case, I'll say this. We honeymooned in St. Lucia mm-hmm. at this beautiful golf resort. And my mm-hmm. husband's a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out and played golf. I did not join him because I do not golf.
Right.
So I enjoyed a day at the spa and then went to the pool and then we met up later and it was amazing.
So the resort was kind of oriented around golf?
Yes, it was a golf resort.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, so you knew that going in.
Yes. It had a beautiful golf course. And
right.
I was like, yep.
You know, you knew.
Go live your best life,
sure.
Have a round of golf. Now he didn't play every day.
Right.
He had one round of golf.
Right. Right.
But then the rest of the time we did excursions together.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that doesn't seem irrational.
I don't think that's irrational. So I think it's getting his bride on board with that idea that it's not irrational and that, oh, we're going to do all these other excursions and do all these other things together. But, you know, I kind of side with him like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. She can go live her best life for a couple of hours, do whatever she wants. Maybe he's not into spas.
Yeah, you know, I it sounds like the expectation, at least from her point of view, was that this was going to be a trip where they were going to do excursions, you know, together.
Right.
And
now, if this is eating up one entire day, I see where she's upset about it. But if
sure.
it's a couple of hours, now Susan is rolling it on Facebook. Honestly, a big red flag for me. Not even married yet, and you're already trying to get away from her. It's your honeymoon. Your first trip as a married couple, not yeah. a random vacation. Tina's yeah. like, yes, Susan, yes, preach. I agree 110%.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, when I did, my wife and I went on our honeymoon, we went to Scotland and Ireland. And so there was, I, of course, I'm not like a golfer. So I didn't want to go to, you know, some of those Scottish golf courses that are really famous or anything like that. I didn't really care. And so we did everything kind of together.
So you don't have an activity that she doesn't like to do with you?
Well, yeah, I mean,
like pastime hobby.
Well, there wasn't anything then that we were like, so, hey, we want to make sure that we do this and I want to do this, you know, regardless of whether you want to come or not. You know, type of thing.
Okay.
So anyways, all right. Would love to hear your story about maybe you went through this exact same thing on your honeymoon. And how did it all work for you?
Did it cause tension?
Yeah.
Was it fine?
Yeah. 502-795-1997. That is our number for group therapy. Kind of a split opinion here on group therapy. And usually with group therapy, we like to have a clear direction.
A consensus.
Yeah, by the end of it. But here's the deal. We got a message from a groom-to-be, we'll say, right?
He calls himself the fisherman groom.
Yes. And he wanted to go fishing during their honeymoon to Jamaica. His wife-to-be is
livid.
Not having it. Yeah, exactly. She's upset. And so he's like, is it that out of line?
So there's a lot of, well, there's several people chiming in with support of wife being, you know, bride being livid about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Elizabeth is like, okay, in my opinion, depends on how long you're going to be at the honeymoon, the destination. If it's only for a short period of time, I understand her side a little bit more. But if you're going to be there for several days, I think it'd be good for her to have a day to herself, relaxing by the pool, on the beach. You go fishing for the afternoon, but don't make it like the entire day. You should be able to enjoy your honeymoon, but also spend time together. Because when are you going back to these destinations to be able to go fishing like that? Which is a really good idea. Jessica says your honeymoon is about the two of you together and doing things together. I'd be livid too if you plan to fish and expect me to be okay. Why don't you change this excursion to a boat and snorkeling adventure for the two of you? I'm also a travel agent.
No. Just tossing that in there.
Just can toss that out there.
Jenny throws in, hey, after 10 years of marriage, I probably have a different answer now than I would have had as a newlywed. But I say fish and yes to her having a spa day. So like a little bit of a compromise, I guess.
Yes.
It's perfectly healthy in marriage and on honeymoon to have your own interests and be able to spend one afternoon pursuing those interests. Hope you both have an amazing time. And watching all these comments roll in and everything, and I was thinking to myself, you know, it may be if you can, I don't know if he's invited her. So that might be an important factor.
Right. And there was a couple suggestions on invite her to come on the boat. She can bask in the sun.
Right. Exactly. Like, and then maybe you can have a couple's massage together or whatever, or do something, you know, spa related that she would want to do. Almost like a, you know, again, it's
I'll do you a thing if you do my thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing where it's marriage. And if you're going to survive, you gotta learn how to compromise. You gotta learn how to figure out how to, be a partner with your person.
Dawn is rolling in with words for him to use. She is feeding the words into his mouth.
Okay.
She says, maybe don't dismiss her feelings or make it seem like you're taking separate vacations. Ask her if you can start again.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that fishing in such a gorgeous location would be a dream for you. You're not likely to go back soon. You understand fishing isn't her thing, but would love if she wanted to just go for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just be together. However, she doesn't want to go. This could be maybe time that you could each do something that you love. Maybe she can get a massage or facial, shop a little, then get back up together and it's all good. Have a nice dinner. Start with saying that you're sorry you hurt her feelings. It wasn't your intent and you absolutely want to be together. You just didn't think she wanted to fish.
Mm. That's good.
That's the approach that you take to revisit this issue.
Taylor said, we went deep sea fishing on our honeymoon. I like fishing, but not like my husband. I threw up the entire excursion.
Oh, gosh.
Now,
yes,
listen,
if you get seasick, this is going to be a nightmare day for you.
Yeah.
Now, so maybe he was thinking that.
Now, Sarah rolled in with a text and said, we went to Jamaica, too. We took a catamaran cruise for the day, stopped to go snorkeling. My husband said he didn't want to go. I whined about it. He reluctantly joined me. He ended up stepping on a sea urchin.
Ooh.
And the lifeguard spent the next hour digging the spikes out of his foot with a safety pin that had to be soaked in rum.
Oh, my.
He had to get a tetanus shot when we got home. Should have let him stay on the boat.
Oh, that
so then she wraps it up
quickly
and says she should just let him go fishing if that's what he wants to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, unfortunately, we're not talking to her. You know, I mean, I feel like if we were almost talking to her.
There's a lot of comments directed at her. Yes.
Yeah, it might be easier to kind of talk her down off the ledge or see a compromise or something like that in their future, because that's what's going to have to happen here. So
yes, but I think if he uses the approach, like revisit the location, circle back with, you know, hey, I didn't mean to insinuate I wanted to take like a completely separate vacation.
Right,
I didn't mean to make you feel excluded.
Yes.
I just didn't think that was going to be your thing. And so if we could figure something out.
Acknowledge.
I'd love for you to come with me. Or you
feelings.
Go. Yeah. Acknowledge your feelings.
Okay. Well, good luck. Have a great honeymoon.
It sounds like a great trip. I want to go.
Yeah, it does. keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.